7:39 here on the Mighty 690, and it is time for another legislative update here, and joined once again by Virgil Peck. You're kind of a regular here this month.
It certainly seems like that this is the third week in a row, which I could actually come in every day.
Oh, I know you could,
James.
I know.
You know, guys, a lot of politicians, they can just blow and go for a long time.
Oh, yeah.
Nothing.
Yeah.
But I'm not one of those.
You're not one of those. Okay. Yeah. Well, you filled in for Ron Brice here this past week, so I know we're looking forward. We've already got a topic picked out for him, so that's gonna you're gonna have to wait and see on that.
If you will, what do you call that in radio?
A tease.
Yeah,
that's
yes.
Right. That's
okay.
Right. Well, the TV stations are real bad about it. We're not as bad, but hey.
Yeah, TV stations do that. Of course, when you listen to Hannity and some of those other guys, Todd Starnes on KGGF, by the way, they will do that.
They will say,
when we come back from the break.
Yep.
And yep. So it's, but that'll be interesting to see what Dr. Brice, Representative Brice, has for us. Of course, that's going to be a little while. Next week will be Representative Blex, and then I'll be back, and then it'll be Ron the following week.
You got it.
Look forward to that.
All righty. Well, hey, we've got a few announcements here. You know, the last week the big excitement was that a new theme park announced. Of course, it's in Oklahoma, but that still could have an impact, you know, here in Kansas.
I think so. Absolutely. The theme park that's been announced for Craig County, Oklahoma, which is near Vinita, is just across the line. It will impact, of course, Oklahoma, but Kansas, probably Missouri as well. So it'll have a positive impact. I guess I'm just excited to have something that close to where I live. They're talking about a $2 billion, 125-acre American Heartland theme park and resort. And so, hey, it's not anything that the Kansas legislature is going to be involved in, but it still could, as you mentioned, James, have a positive impact economically for the state of Kansas. And as a Kansas man, a former Kansas man, I guess is the way I should say it, from Pittsburgh area, Gene Bicknell, is sort of the impetus behind this theme park. Gene's a guy that's made a lot of money in his life, been very generous to Pittsburgh State University with endowments and some foundations and so forth. Interesting, he now lives in the state of Florida. Now, some people say, well, yeah, the weather's nicer there. Well, yeah, but I don't like the summers in Florida personally. Of course, our summers have been a little uncomfortable.
Yeah, well, at least in Florida, your towels never dry out. You know, it's always so humid. It's just, you know, it's going to be what it is.
I hadn't thought about that. But yeah, you go to the beach and it just never gets dry. But
Mildew City.
I believe Gene lives in Florida because he's a man of means, and Florida has no state income tax. Had Kansas not had a state income tax, probably his money would still be in Kansas. But that's a whole nother topic that I guess, James, I can talk about taxes all the time, nonstop.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I understand numbers. I'm chair of the Senate Assessment and Taxation, vice chair. Boy, if Senator Tyson heard me say chair, she would.
Oh, yeah. We can't have that.
Anyway, vice chair of the Senate Assessment and Taxation Committee.
Hey, I wanted to ask you real quick. I know we do have the county fairs going on. Did they have you? Do you have to go out there and you know, they set you up on a hay bale and you can take pictures, shake people's hands?
Well, no, they don't cater to us that much, but it is a good opportunity. County fairs are always a lot of fun for me as a rural guy. Get to see some really special animals. Some of these kids and 4-H'ers, James, the care that they give their animals. You know, if I treated my wife that way, she might be a... I'm just kidding. I'm having a little fun here, folks. But they do treat their animals well, groom them well. And there are some really impressive animals at these county fairs.
Well, you know, maybe someday, maybe when you get to the state level and you get a little further up there in years. I know a couple of years ago I was at the state fair and they had some hay bales set up and they had a sign above the hay bales and it said Senate Old Timers. And Bob Dole was down there and some other people and, you know, obviously the U.S. set up. But yeah, maybe you can get to that point eventually. You can sit under that Senate Old Timers sign and...
Wait a minute. Old time. What, you young guys.
I said maybe in a few years.
Okay, I got you. But yeah, it's fun whenever they do something like that. And I don't really think of myself as anybody special because I'm not. But I do have a position, and some people think of that position as important, and it is. But just like Senator Bob Dole, a good man, but he was a human being. He did have a big position. He did run for vice president with President Ford. And he did run for president. He was a Republican nominee. So He is an impressive Kansan, but I don't know if I'll ever attain that
right.
stature.
It was neat to be able to meet him at the Kansas State Fair one year. So
it is, and Senator Dole, because of a war injury, he always shook hands with his left hand.
And he always caught you off guard a little bit if you hadn't met him before, you know.
Yeah.
But I did get to shake his hand with my left hand there, so it was kind of cool.
Most people stick their right hand out.
Yep, and then you got that. You're like, oh, yep. So anyway, he was
a neat guy.
But
he usually would carry an ink pen or something or a pencil in his right hand,
yep.
Just sort of holding it there.
But. Yep, absolutely. Well, hey, I know we had a survey come out from, I guess, Yahoo, and the favorings weren't too great for Kansas here.
Yeah, it's too bad. But it's Yahoo Finance. They put out a report. They compiled information on all the states. And that's the thing about an organization such as this. They're not looking to build up or tear down any particular state. They're just publishing information. Sadly, we ranked eighth worst for middle-class Kansans as it relates to income tax and sales tax rates. When you combine those for middle-income Kansans and the percentage that they're spending, we are ranked eighth worst, which means we're ranked, about number 42nd out of 50, and which is not a good thing. Now, nine states don't have any income tax, so they had a leg up on us from the get-go. The legislature has worked on cutting taxes. Sadly, it didn't make it through the process, but again, back to Senate Bill 169, this past session would have cut personal income taxes, would have expanded the property tax freeze for senior citizens and disabled vets, which I think I want to talk about here in a little bit more on that, would have exempted Social Security from income tax. So I think had we passed this legislation, the Tax Foundation, which is information that Yahoo Finance used, we would have had a better standing. And then at the close of fiscal year 23, which you and I talked about somewhat in the past couple weeks, we had a significant amount of money because the fiscal year closed on June the 30th. We had nearly $3 billion in our checking account balance, plus another $1.5 billion in our rainy day fund or budget stabilization fund. So the state of Kansas is sitting on over $4 billion of Kansas taxpayer money. And that really frustrates me as a Kansan and a taxpayer, a legislator, that we are not giving back more of that money to citizens or allowing them to keep it. Because, James, I remind myself and I remind other legislators and anyone who will listen to me frequently, government makes no money. Government only takes money and spends it, and they take it from taxpayers. So this $4 billion, that came from taxpayers. Some of it, yes, came from the federal government that they had handed down, but that's still taxpayer money. So ranking number eight, my point is, it's a negative, but it's a positive. It means, hey, we got room to do some things here. We can move up the scale quite a bit, and we'll see what we can accomplish next session. There's already discussion about what we're going to do to cut taxes next session. Won't know, of course, until the session is concluded what we accomplish, but a lot of ideas out there.
Yeah, and then you said there were a couple different programs you mentioned as far as, you know, that people can take advantage of as far as some of these tax savings programs.
Yes, there is, and one of them I hit on just a little bit there. We have in the state of Kansas a program we passed in 2021 that basically, I'm going to use the word, freezes property taxes for senior citizens and disabled veterans. And it's a program that's relatively new, and I don't believe some seniors and some disabled vets are aware of it, because we only had a little over 12,000 applications last year, and we paid out about $850,000, which is good, meaning it returned money to taxpayers. The way the program's set up, it's a little cumbersome. I don't really like the way it's set up. I prefer that your property taxes, if you're a senior citizen, are frozen, and that's what you just pay year after year after year. The way the program is established, the base year is 2021 or the year a senior citizen turns 65, whichever is later. Whatever their property taxes are that year, that is the maximum they will pay in property taxes. Now, the reason I say it's a little cumbersome, for easy figuring, if your property taxes are $1,000 in your base year, but then the following year they're $1,100, you still pay the $1,100 to the county. And then you apply to the state for a refund of that $100, which comes through. So ultimately, or the net is, you're still paying just $1,000. Again, this is for senior citizens and disabled veterans. It is income-based, which we had passed legislation as a part of Senate Bill 169 to increase the income. But if your household income has to be at $50,000 or less, and your home has to be valued at less than $350,000, which in our area, most senior citizens are in homes that are less than $350,000. But we had bumped that up to nearly $700,000, which pretty nice home for that amount. And we'd bumped up the income level to 75, and it was going to move on up higher. But anyway, I would encourage disabled veterans and senior citizens to take advantage of this program to save money on property taxes. If anyone has questions or needs help on that, reach out to myself, reach out to a legislator and or an accountant, usually knows as well. But we'll certainly help to get senior citizens some of their money, and particularly disabled veterans, because we got states around us, particularly to the south of us, James, that do a lot for disabled vets. Kansas needs to step it up, and we're working on that, but we haven't arrived there yet.
And is this program something that, you know, might be looked at during tax time usually, or is this something that could be looked at other times of the year?
Any time during the year.
Okay.
But generally, it tax times when people think about it most, because our property taxes are due the first half in December, the second half in May. Some of us pay it all at once, which doesn't matter if you pay it all at once or you break it down in twos. We also have a program in Kansas to where if you will work with your county treasurer and the county treasurer allows, you can make monthly payments on your property taxes. And you can't, that's on current taxes. Past due taxes, well, that's up to you and the county. Going to have to work on that. But it's generally thought of at tax time, but it can be done about any time of the
year. Sure. Well, you were saying there's also a education, the KEEP Education Enrichment Program. Can you expand a little bit on that?
Yes, this is a program that's actually brand new. I say brand new. It started in February. As a result of COVID, the federal government was handing out money pretty liberally, which I'm not a fan of, but it has happened. The state of Kansas got over $1 billion total for various programs. The State Finance Council set aside $50 million for the KEEP program, Kansas Education Enrichment Program, and this allows families up to $1,000 for back-to-school supplies and educational expenses. You do have an income limit of 300% of the federal poverty level, but James, I looked at 300% of the federal poverty level. For a family of three, that's $74,500. For a family of four, that's $90,000. So a lot of Southeast Kansans would qualify. And then it's about $15,000 per person on top of that. So if you have a family of five, it's $105,000. You got a family of six, etc. So this program's been in place for several months, started in February. The money can be used for school supplies, which we pretty much know what school supplies are. Oh, by the way, I'm going to sidetrack here just a moment, James. School supplies. Next weekend, Kansas will again miss out on a back-to-school sales tax holiday. I have talked about that on KGGF for, well, since 2006. So how many years ago would that be? 17. And we still haven't gotten it across the finish line. The governor did join the chorus this year in saying, hey, let's do this. Still hasn't happened, though, but sadly, Missouri and Oklahoma next weekend will have no sales tax on back-to-school supplies and clothing, and their program's not near as good as what Kansas will be when we finally get it accomplished, of course. We will have greater dollar amounts and more items, but just a little frustration. Sorry I had to mention that, because it's...
Well, and can you refresh us a little bit about, you know, they started getting closer to the finish line but didn't make it again this past term, I guess.
Yeah, when you're in the legislative process, there's some give and take negotiations. It's like, okay, one party may want this, the other party wants that. Okay, I don't want what you want, you don't want what I want. Okay, let's negotiate. Let's meet in the middle. You get a little bit, I get a little bit. Neither one of us are completely happy, but it just didn't make it as a part of the process in the negotiations of the tax plan that the Senate and House worked on. It wasn't really made it even close to the final mark as far as the legislation is concerned. But I'm going to continue to push on this next session, so we'll see if we can get a back-to-school sales tax holiday. It'll be part of, I'm sure, of a package plan, just like Senate Bill 169 was a lot of different tax provisions. And we'll see what kind of a package we come up with. But it just didn't get close enough to even make the final discussion. Back to the KEEP program, by the way, which I said it cover, it's for school supplies and services, which includes tutoring, band camps, language training, some tech items. Now, it doesn't include smartphones, doesn't include clothes or food or sporting goods, those type of things. But you go online, for any parent who is thinking, you know, that would be beneficial to have that $1,000 to help me get my child back to school, the website or the address is keep.ks.gov. But keep.ks.gov, which of course is keep.ks.gov, you submit an application online. Now, there are some requirements, of course, verification on income, residency, which residency is pretty simple, you know, just copy your driver's license, vehicle registration, utility bill, voter registration card, etc. But they also, it is income-based. It started off at 185% of the federal poverty level in February. Weren't really having any takers. So the governor bumped that up to 300% of the federal poverty level. You know, James, this $1,000 program to help parents with educational expenses for children, which, by the way, does not include tuition, is very close to an education savings account that conservatives have been pushing for some time. So I think that maybe this opens up the door for us to provide additional opportunities for parents, flexibility to make certain that their child is receiving the best education where the parent decides is the best place for them to receive their education. But that KEEP program, again, keep.ks.gov, tap into it. There's $50 million, and so far, we've only given out about $12,000. So that means we've only had 12 or so people that have applied for it, and $50 million I thought was way too much. But and I'm not a fan of government programs, but the money's been allocated. The money is there in an account. It's designated for this purpose. So Kansas citizens, go ahead and tap into it.
And again, there's you know, the best way to kind of learn more about that on that program for folks listening who maybe just tuned in for the KEEP program. Is there a website, that sort of thing, yes, that they can head, yep, to?
Keep.ks.gov.
Good deal.
And it's administered through an organization. I've had people, I talked about it last night in Chanute, and one lady said, well, it's a little bit cumbersome. Yeah, it probably is a little cumbersome. You're dealing with the government here. But it's $1,000. You got to basically earn. You know, it's not just really a handout. It is a handout, but then you kind of got to earn it by making certain you qualify and keep records of the expenditures.
Got
and
a
so
few
forth.
Hoops to jump through, but yeah, that would be expected. So,
well, that's,
you know,
that's
kind of what we want.
As a taxpayer, absolutely. Yep. I want to make certain that it's going to people who deserve it. And so it's not going to be fraudulently handed out.
Sure. All righty. Well, State Senator Virgil Peck, we appreciate you joining us as always. As about 30 seconds wrap up, anything else you want to hit on real quick?
No, again, just on these programs or any issue legislative, if you got questions, if there's something that I can assist with some things I can, some things I cannot, just contact me. My phone number is 620-330-3839, and I appreciate the opportunity to be on KGGF and to visit with the listeners, and James, listeners do appreciate also, even if legislators say something that's not quite correct or doesn't make sense, they still appreciate you giving us the opportunity.
Thanks so much for coming by. State Senator Virgil Peck here on the Mighty 690.